Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a few hours, Brian Koberger will learn his fate. He is the man who says he murdered four University of Idaho students in their off-campus house 2.5 years ago. He recently changed his plea to guilty and is expected to receive four consecutive life sentences. The Justice Department announcing it wants to talk to Jeffrey Epstein's convicted co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, while members of Congress continue clamoring for the full release of the Epstein files. ABC's Jonathan Carl with more on what President Trump has been saying.
Trump and some of his top allies spent years stoking shadowy conspiracy theories about Epstein, but now his administration has backed off a promise to release the full FBI files on Epstein.
The president alleging before reporters yesterday he thinks former President Barack Obama tried to interfere in the 2016 election. President Obama's spokesman saying these bizarre allegations are a ridiculous and weak attempt at distraction. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, it's a hot one. Temperatures here in Madison could get up to about 95, and it will feel like it's over 100 degrees. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat watch for most of southern Wisconsin from today at 10 to tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Dew points are high, so the humidity is high, too. It's so humid. When you walk out the door, the air just kind of hits you like a wall. Health officials recommend staying in air-conditioned environments as much as possible today and tomorrow. Drink tons of water and look out for those around you. Kids, seniors, and people with some chronic conditions can be at higher risk for heat-related illnesses. Symptoms of heat exhaustion include getting weak, dizzy, nauseous, and really sweaty. And if it worsens, it could turn into heat stroke. Someone may be confused and even pass out. The UV index is also really high today, so if you have to be outside, you'll want to wear sunscreen. The extreme heat watch is from 10 a.m. today to tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, more residential streets across Madison will soon have lower speed limits. The 20 is Plenty initiative launched 4 years ago. City officials are lowering speed limits in neighborhoods from 25 to 20. The idea is to only impact residential roads, not busy thoroughfares. It's part of Vision Zero, the city's goal to have zero traffic deaths. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
We are seeing progress because of Vision Zero and 20 is Plenty. There were 11 traffic fatalities on city-owned and controlled roads in 2020, and in 2024, there were only 5 traffic fatalities, which is a 55% decrease.
You'll want to keep an eye out in your neighborhood. City staff are changing the speed limit signs on streets all over Madison from 25 miles per hour to 20 miles per hour. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Training camp is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started. The team holding open practice to the public. The players riding the bikes of kids to the Nitschke practice field, a tradition dating back to the Lombardi era. Practices tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, open to fans at 10:30 a.m. Baseball. The Brewers' 11-game winning streak came to an end. Seattle's all-star catcher, Cal Raleigh, got a hold of a solo home run shot off of Nick Mears in the sixth, and that was it. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 1-0. That was the second-longest winning streak in Brewers franchise history. NBA, Damian Lillard says, after suffering that torn Achilles tendon, he asked some other athletes for advice, including Kevin Durant and a former Packers player.
You know, I know it's going to be a long journey. I know it's a challenge mentally, you know, just kind of learning more about it, you know, talking to Aaron Rodgers and KD and Rudy Gay, you know, all these guys that experienced it and handled it differently.
That's the Trailblazers' Damian Lillard with sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We may have an isolated thundershower this morning, otherwise sunny, hot, and muggy today. Our high right around 94, heat index 105 or better this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of Wisconsinology.com and writer-producer Frank Anderson. Then, up-and-coming singer-songwriter Kaylin Cole joins me and gives us a sneak peek at her new single.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
You cannot blame Trump and his allies for being scared here, because the more we know about Trump's relationship with Epstein, the more we wish we didn't. According to court records, Trump flew on Epstein's plane at least 7 times. Now, that doesn't mean he did anything illegal, but it's not a great look when you fly on the pedophile's plane enough times to earn diamond pervert status. Don't go in the lounge. Don't use the lounge.
Oh.
Go, Stephen Colbert. By the way, some fine American, Liz. Hi, Liz. She tweeted, I canceled my subscription to Paramount Plus. I'm using that money to purchase the StephCast. Best investment ever. It is the best investment in democracy, in America. I mean, commercial free. You can listen anytime. It is one of the things that has helped the Stephanie Miller Show survive many near-death experiences.
That and Patreon.
Yes, Patreon as well. Please. And the Patreon show is off the chain, isn't it, Bella?
Yes, it's very fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
You hear swears.
Lots of swears.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Just going to let everything out. An explosion of filth.
Stories about bears.
Yes.
By the way, I was reviewing, it was 11 billion crimes ago, but screenwriter Max says, reminder, Trump ran to avoid prison. He would have been convicted of seditious conspiracy for J6 and separately for treason. Hi. For stealing top-secret classified nuclear documents, they were both open and shut cases, delayed through abuse of due process for presidents. Don't let the media memory hold this. I marinate in this, Chris, and I have trouble remembering. I mean, the ironic thing about him accusing, Obama of treason is he's the original traitor. He told us he was for Trump-Russia.
I am a traitor.
I know!
Well, just this morning, Trump told reporters that when people mention Epstein, just say Obama.
Oh, okay, yeah. Uh-huh. Who said on Epstein, I don't really follow that too much. It's sort of a witch hunt, you know, just a continuation of the witch hunt. The witch hunt you should be talking about is that they caught President Obama absolutely cold.
Donald Trump.
You're not playing anymore. Okay. All right, let's go. Speaking of Barack Obama and his fantastic hometown of Chicago, Karen in Chicago, hello.
Hello, good morning.
One thing I do know that Democrats shouldn't be trying to do is make Megyn Kelly happy. So Rahm Emanuel went on Megyn Kelly's show and she said, can a man become a woman? And he said no. And she's like, thank you. Why can't more people in your party just say that? Karen, your thoughts as the mother of a trans child.
Well, okay, first of all, the Declaration of Independence, I believe, that, you know, we fought a war to separate from a mad king, guarantees liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's for all people. Whether you understand
or you
agree, we are supposed to be in a free nation where people can live freely, pursue happiness, and have government stay out of their personal business. I would say Rahm Emanuel needs to sit down with trans women, trans girls and listen to what their experience is.
Thank you. I am team Hunter Biden. I swear to God, I endorse pretty much everything he said, including, you know, and by the way, he said that about his father. He doesn't understand the trans issue. You know what I mean? But some people don't. I didn't when I first heard about it. But everything you said.
Yeah, look, when my son came out, you know, I mean, I had prepared myself. As parents, we kind of say, okay, what if my child, you know, comes out as gay? How am I going to navigate that? Because it's one thing to intellectualize it, and then it's another thing when you're actually going through it.
Yeah.
And we are all human, and it is a process because what it does is it changes the idea and the life that you imagine for your child, right? Yeah. All of the different milestones. I wrote that in that long multi-tweet a couple years ago about it.
Yeah.
You have to change your entire vision of what your life with your child, what your child's life is going to be.
Right.
And the suicide rates with trans youth are high, not because they feel the way they feel, it's because of the mistreatment.
By the way,
did
you see, I think it was Alan Cumming said something about, you know, talking about trans people being predatory in bathrooms or whatever. And he said, do you really think a rapist is going to be pretend to be trans in a country that supports rapists more than we do trans people? So, point, Karen, it's about freedom. It's about, I don't understand because I'm not a trans person, but it's like, it's about every American being able to be free to get the medical care they want, to live the life they want, to love who they want. I mean,
right. And they know that it works. It makes people feel a certain kind of way because they spent $200 million running anti-trans campaigns.
And
they know that.
And Hunter Biden made another, I just thought, good point. Look at this. They are uniting behind who they know is a child rapist. And he just said, the Democrats, we don't lose on the issues. We just don't stick together. They stick together.
Yes.
Had we stuck together behind Joe Biden, I don't think we would
Absolutely.
We would be here.
And if you look at the number of politicians that have been indicted and criminally charged, I think of Denny Hastert. I think of... Yeah. You know, I mean, all of the Christian, you know, clergy that we see, you know, I mean, and these are all conservative people. So, you know, I just think that any Democrat that comes out and tries to participate in that kind of a debate, they are not going to win anything. And I mean, I know that Rahm Emanuel is setting himself up for a presidential win. Or for a run, sorry.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. He will never win a primary in Illinois.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I saw Netanyahu spoke out against Mamdani. I'm like, well, that probably put 10 points on. Mamdani probably just went up 10 points in the polls. Because let me tell you a little secret. Jews in the U.S. and in Israel hate Netanyahu, too. So I don't know who's like, I don't know who he thinks he was helping. But anyway, speaking of the cognitive decline, issue. Mock says Trump's cognitive decline on full display. He just babbles without knowing what he's saying. Here he claims he's going to reduce drug prices by 1,400%, which means pharmaceutical companies would have to pay Americans to take their drugs. Jake Tapper, where's your investigation? Thank you. He just pulls numbers up. See, I understand that's less than... Okay. I can't. And then what was the word? Barack Obama is...
Oh, I can't remember.
What's the word? Sedacious? Sedacious. Yes, he's sedacious.
Bodacious.
Right.
Sedition. Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Let's go to Anita in San Antonio, Karen's partner in crime. Hello. Hi, Anita.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, this whole Epstein thing is such a microcosm of everything that's going on. We've got these rich, powerful men, you know, using and abusing these working class girls. And then going after the black guy to try to distract us.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, Obama is his white whale, ironically.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, here's the vomitous story you gave me last hour.
Oh.
Trump met with House Republicans yesterday.
Yeah.
He called Tulsi Gabbard the hottest person in the room. It's what you really want. Isn't that a... Bella, no woman... enjoys a compliment more than from a child rapist,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At least my Michael on Blue Sky is just some guy on Blue Sky, you know.
Right.
You don't know what he is.
He has excellent taste in broads and broadcasting. That's all I know. he said about Tulsi Gabbard, she's like hotter than everybody. She's the hottest one in the room right now. Speaker, she's hotter than you right now, Speaker. She's the hottest person in the room right now, Speaker. Eliciting roaring laughter from all the disgusting child rapist protecting sycophants in the Republican Party. Oh, my God. He said, Gabbard found out Barack Hussein Obama led a group of people, and they cheated in the elections. They cheated without question. She has all the documents. She has everything they need. You found things nobody ever thought we'd find. Why is that, Chris? Because they don't exist. I'm just going to jump ahead.
That too.
Sorry to mean to answer for you.
No.
We're very happy and honored to have you with us. We're very proud of you, Tulsi. Aw, isn't that? That is such a sweet love story.
She got an attagirl.
When a child rapist. Yes! Yes, gives an attagirl to a child rapist protector. That is a magical moment. That is a very special, like a very special episode of Blossom.
Or like the episode of Family Ties where Uncle Ned drank vanilla extract because he was an alcoholic.
Yes, okay.
Uncle Ned was played by Tom Hanks.
Oh, was that the one Kitty Dukakis was in? No, never mind.
No.
I'm sorry. No, that was rubbing alcohol. Okay, let's move on. also, at this meeting, he said, I have the best numbers I've ever had.
Computer says no.
No, the exact opposite, the lowest number. Okay. With all this made-up hoax they're talking about, my numbers have gone up 4 or 5 points. No.
Nope.
No. They want us to do anything to get off the subject of making America great again, and we're not going to put up with it. No. Everyone can see you're doing everything you can to get us off the subject of you.
Yes.
Being a child rapist. And Jeffrey Epstein's best friend. Okay. By the way, how many 11 billion pictures and videos are there of him with Ghislaine Maxwell? They're friends. Why do you think he wished her well? They were all friends. They all hung out together. They all participated in this disgustingness together.
If I have to see her in that halter top one more time.
Oh, my God.
God.
It is just, all right. Senator Durbin with the
We were contacted by a highly credible whistleblower describing Attorney General's pressure on FBI to quickly review and produce more Epstein documents as promised. For 2 weeks in late March, the FBI assigned approximately 1,000 personnel.
As you do.
These officials were told to, quote, flag any records in which President Trump was mentioned. Essentially, agents were pulled out of their field from their work combating narcotics and violent crime to review this mountain of documents.
We will, whenever we can find Frank Flaguzzi, we'll ask him how very, very normal that is.
Well,
dear Jesus. Thank you, David. He says Donald Trump fabricating criminal accusations against Obama should be an impeachable offense. Thank you. Just one more. Chris, who said we caught Hillary Clinton, we caught Barack Hussein Obama? You ought to take a look at that and stop talking about nonsense. Look over here. Who said that?
Marshall, Will, and Holly.
No, that. What? No.
From Land of the Lost. They were the family.
Oh, okay. Donald Trump. Okay. When asked who should the DOJ target, who said it would be President Obama. Biden was there, but then the leader of the gang was Obama. Barack Hussein Obama, as he's guilty, it's treason.
Sweet Polly Purebred.
Oh, my God. No, just creamsicle Caligula.
Oh, okay.
Finally, who said, this is like proof. It's like proof. It's like
proof. It's a proof-like substance.
Yes. Like movie theater butter. Right. Irrefutable proof that Obama was seditious, that Obama was trying to lead a coup. It was with Hillary Clinton, with all these people, but Obama headed it up. This is the biggest scandal in the history of our country.
Lois Lane.
No, that's the same seditious
idiot. Rachel McBrosnan.
All right, here's a bonus round for you that you do not deserve. Who said you can't spell CBS without BS?
Stephen Colbert.
No, that was a good guess, though. Okay. No, that would be David Letterman.
Oh, he would know.
Yes, coming to the defense of his friend Stephen Colbert. All right, we have Malcolm Nance coming up. Carlos L's Rocky, 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by you, waking up sick, right? Right, sketchy throat, little cough, something. Dry cough.
No,
what do you got? Runny nose. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. You could either tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this millennium, right, Bella?
Mm-hmm.
wait hours at the urgent care, sitting room with another bunch of sick people, getting God knows who know what, who knows what, from who know who, what? You know what I'm saying. Or you just open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. You hear from a doctor the moment you sign up, they email with you.
Okay.
You start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right away. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. I know when I'm losing my voice, I got to have that Z-Pack. It's the only thing that knocks it out. So that, because, you know, I talky-talky for a living. I'm not sure you're aware. Talky-talky. Strong antibiotics for all types of infections, actually. Strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, you name it. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Your meds are right in your kit. Mm-hmm. Order yours in minutes online. Your kit will be rushed to your door. $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. It's urgent. Go now to urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Why don't you dip yourself in flour and make a sky biscuit?
Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love it. It goes on, smells citrusy. It feels amazing. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go now to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. It's my favorite skincare product. It'll be yours, too. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. One more time, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and relevant life and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. Classes start August 13th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Stephanie Miller.
Do it. Do it. Touch me. Baja says some countries are going to make a deal with Trump. Some countries will not. All of those deals will feature higher than average tariffs that are going to increase prices for the American consumer. And most countries will start to quietly rearrange their trading partnerships, eventually squeezing the U.S. out of global trade. It is an amazing amount of wreckage, which is exactly what Putin was hoping for when he installed the traitor in 2016. Just speaking of, you know. Okay, we're going to save all the Tulsi Gabbard sound bites just to make Malcolm Nance completely explode.
Yeah, great.
In a couple of minutes. Okay. Oh, look, it's Kevin. Kevin!
Kevin! And Steffi, he's all that you need. When he's holding there on your phone, he's calling right now.
Hi, Kevin.
Thank you very much. And is it narcissistic to have your own theme put an earworm in your head every time you do it?
No.
I'm sing that under my breath the rest of the day. Oh, well. Were you talking about, first of good morning, everybody, and were you talking about Hunter Biden's recent interview?
Yes.
Where he told Clooney to do an autonomical impossibility to himself?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Okay. I agree. I'm serious. It pulls my hair out. Okay. If you honestly thought Biden was bad, blah, blah, blah. But the thing about Democrats not sticking together, when we stuck together with Clinton and his stupid Monica scandal,
there you go.
Guess what? He survived it.
There you go.
When we didn't
Thank
hear,
you. Thank you. And now these... Are protecting a child rapist when...
Yeah.
Sorry, say what you will about Bill Clinton. That was a consensual... Even Monica Lewinsky said it was a consensual relationship with an adult. Was it appropriate? No. But, you know, look at what they're protecting.
But it was consensual.
Right.
And I want to get to this. Why doesn't Clooney... I even if he feels justified about what he did to Biden, I will never forget or forgive that. But go with me here. Then why doesn't he and Rob Reiner, and to an effect, even Nancy Pelosi, have the same energy and passion for Trump? Why don't I hear him 24/7?
I think they do.
Nancy.
Yeah. No, look, they're all patriots. We're going to have disagreements. You know what, Chris? We just allow, they're fascists. We just allow too many disagreements.
Is that what we do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there's going to be a new fantastic Chris is Right shirt, by the way.
Hooray!
See, I take one for the team. Not like I want people wearing them, but it's fantastic. It has like a superhero Chris on it. Oh. Wait for the Bella shirt too, though.
Yeah, the Bella shirt's cute.
I'll be the lowest seller.
You don't have, do you have your likeness on a shirt? I don't think you do.
I don't think I do. No one cares. Okay. Oh,
so,
no, children
Sean,
of the future.
Dr. Red Leonard, Bella, me, but not you. Your name's on the show.
One day. No, I'm on. No, there's cartoony versions on some things.
I don't think
so. Yeah, there are.
Are there?
Yeah. The Bewitched one. There's cartoony versions of me. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Bella's the future, as you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Tom says, according to CBS News poll, Trump's approval rating among 18 to 29-year-olds is now 28%, and disapproval is 72%.
Keep going, guys. We can get him more.
That's minus 44. In February, it was 55 approved, 45 disapproved. It looks like the kids overslept again, but at least they're finally awake. All right, Tom, you get a Gen Z stare.
Yeah.
All right, however, I got to talk to you about a broadcast.
Oh, God.
Oh, this, yes.
Okay, because it's going to remain a problem if we don't figure this out. All right, Malcolm Nance next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin drivers will be paying more starting this fall. Fees to transfer titles and get a driver's license will rise. The increased fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207, and license renewal fees will rise from $24 to over $32. Those changes will officially go into effect October 1st. An EAA is now underway in Oshkosh. Brittany Merlot is there, filing special reports this week.
I love it. This is my, 10th year volunteering. I want to give back because this is my 31st year at Oshkosh.
That's Chuck Holderness, who volunteers at the admission gate.
I flew in the Bonanzas to Oshkosh 31 years ago, and I've done it every year since. It's unbelievable. We set the world record for the world's largest civilian formation flight. We had 133 of us 1 year.
And Donna, at security, her daughter is a 148th Fighter Wing pilot. But it's more than that that brings her here from Port Washington.
It's the meeting the people. You meet them from all over the world, basically, and mingling with them and making new friends.
Often described as a family reunion, even if you aren't a pilot, all are welcome.
I've made friends already from Mississippi, from Arizona, from around this area, and we camp with them because I also camp here.
Camp Scholar, a field of friends, volunteers, pilots, and more. No electricity and no problems. Even in the summer heat of July, 40,000 camp here in this 1 week. Anyone can volunteer, even if you don't have any background in aviation. And you can even still sign up to volunteer right now. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
We may have an isolated thundershower this morning, otherwise sunny, hot, and muggy today. Our high right around 94, heat index 105 or better this afternoon. Tonight, clear 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The John and Gordy Show.
Never regret having an adjustable bed frame. We got two twins, adjustable. Put them together. Yeah. So, you know, each of us could adjust the bed frame the way we want.
You and Ann, your wife.
Yes, with
Ann. Not talking about John and Gordy. Just clear. People raising their eyebrows. We're only here for 2 hours. 6 to 8 a.m.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll be talking about the University of Wisconsin system and K-12 public education with Trigby Olson as guest host, State Senator Keller Royce, and Reed Galen. Join them.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
It was all to undermine President Trump and his presidency. And God bless Tulsi.
for sending this to the DOJ. I hope they dig into this. I mean, I hope that they go after this, because I think this is what it was, a conspiracy to undermine the first term of President Trump.
Wow, a conspiracy to hide people, sexually targeting wrestlers? You mean at places like Ohio State, stuff like that? That kind of? Or like an entire party protecting a child predator? Epstein, Epstein, Epstein. Just in case you think this Obama thing is going to distract us. Oh, hey, how about the guy that literally wrote the book about 2016, Russia collusion? Here we go. Hi! Put the puppy in the background.
I like a puppy.
There's a lot of puppies back there. Let's dance
to the sound with Steffi.
Let's dance.
Put on your boy pants.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay, we have to ask first, who is the black puppy in the background there? Is that a black lab?
That is barely a puppy. That is Moolah.
Moolah? Aww. Is it a black
Moolah
lab?
Moolah is a thoroughbred black lab.
Aww.
Girl. And she does nothing. You know, I'm occasionally hiding out here in the Canadian lakes. She does nothing but swim in that freaking lake all day.
Oh, that's awesome.
All this dog does. Get the little ball tosser. Moolah's in the lake chasing ducks, chasing everything. She is a real English lab.
Aw, black dogs matter.
And the beagles are here, too. So.
Anyway, she's beautiful. Sorry, yes. I'm always distracted by dogs. I'm like, wait, what? Okay. did I ever tell you my story about, you know, you met my Great Pyrenees, I had my two big white dogs? When I was in New York, when I moved to New York a few years ago, I walked around the corner and an African-American gentleman, almost ran into me, and he just screamed in my face, racist! Racist mother with your white dogs! And that was just the most disconcerting moment of mine. I'm like, no, I'm a very big Obama supporter. Okay.
You didn't get the joke. He was joking with you.
Oh.
Or just in New York City.
No, he was a little, okay.
Plenty of them.
Okay, Malcolm, I mean, we played Jim Jordan, not to trigger you, but let's trigger him. We have Tulsi Gabbard here. Yeah, go ahead.
I heard you before the fall. You wanted to trigger me.
All right,
it's the art of deflection coming from former President Obama as well as his friends who are still in Congress today, and Senator Warner and Congressman Jim Himes.
Wow. As you got to read Malcolm's Substack. First of all, he literally wrote the book on this, The Plot to Hack America. You just said Obama treason, Tulsi Gabbard's horrific fail to stop the Trump-Epstein train. Like clockwork, she played KGB hack and implemented the black guys can't be president rule, which she just made up. As you say, the desperation is palpable. Like, I don't even know that their base is falling for this. Do you?
No, their base isn't falling for that. And it is. You are now seeing the ultimate desperation. But you're also seeing a confluence of three things. One, which is that since they're not giving out the Epstein files, the biggest Trump supporters for that were the QAnon crazies, right? The ones who said that the Democrats are running a pedophile ring, eating children, drinking their blood to give immortality. I joke you not. To Hillary Clinton and other Democrats, supposedly 300,000 children being moved by underground trains between 30 cities. These people are nuts. Those nutty people were the ones who wanted the Epstein files released the most. They are the most ardent, hardcore followers of Trump. Since they can't give them that, they're trying to give them part two, which is the storm. Their crazy conspiracy theory that they will arrest all the senior Democratic leadership, take them to Guantanamo Bay, and give them summary executions.
And
this is the worst sleight of hand I've ever seen.
You knew it'd be Obama, Malcolm, because he always goes to his racism that helped get him elected. Let me just a couple of things you said. The sentence is simplified intelligence speak, which means Russia did not impact the 2016 election through direct physical attacks on the voting infrastructure, which nobody claimed. Such as accessing voting machines or altering vote tallies. But Gabbard wrote this newest report as if the entirety of the Trump-Russia scandal was an allegation from Democrats that Russia hacked voting machines to get Trump elected. No Democrat ever said that, Malcolm.
No, and the crazy part of it is that she finds the center of this conspiracy. You guys can't see me moving my hands up and down,
I can.
Goldberg style. This crazy conspiracy hinges around a December 9th meeting where Obama says, let's go back and slow this down, take a look at this information related to hacking the physical vote machines and changing the tallies. No one ever asserted that. I was on air back at MSNBC at that time, and I was saying, we're not seeing any evidence of that. They probed Florida, they probed Ohio, but it's physically impossible to do because there are so many different types of voting machines. Right. She is pretending that from 2012 all the way till today, there is no other interference other than this thing. And one quick point, that study and the information she has shows me as an intelligence professional, the Office of Director of National Intelligence hates her because they put that little fact in there to make her look like a fool to everybody who could read.
Yeah. Well, you said in her report she's accusing the Obama administration of something they never assessed and is now trying to charge them with crimes that don't exist. She states Obama manipulated and withheld evidence from the Russiagate scandal that would have proven it all unfairly smeared Russia and Trump. I kid you not. Gabbard's use of the words treasonous conspiracy is laughable. She characterized the actions of Obama, who delayed a meeting on documenting the Russian influence operation, as some grand conspiracy to delegitimize Trump's election, which is weird because the heart of her accusation is that this meeting was held on December 9th, 2016, 30 days after Trump's election. Since Trump would be taking power, precisely what was the purpose of the conspiracy? Thank you. This all falls apart in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Okay, where's my music? Where's my When the Black Guy Did It?
Oh,
guys just have that on ready at all times.
He was presidenting when black. Yes, okay. When the black guy did it. Got his black all over the election.
Well, it's so accurate. This is, it reminds me of something that happened to me. There's a crazy guy, former guy, worked at NSA, went to the Navy War College, started sending male anatomy pictures to a CIA officer, was picked out, and I used to use the phrase, was made persona non grata. And he took this phrase, and every time he talks about me, he uses that phrase, Malcolm Nance's PNG, right? This is what Gabbard's doing with Obama, taking the words, have we heard the phrase seditious conspiracy somewhere before? January 20th. Have we heard the phrase using treason and levying war on the United States? January 6th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These people, she had orders. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump just said, go in there, make up something. Obama did something, and I want him tried for treason because QAnon wants people executed. Now,
by the way, can I just say real quick? This reminds me with his health issues that Dr. Bornstein, that crazy original doctor, Dr. Bornstein admitted that Trump wrote the letter that he just signed about what excellent health. Anyway, that's exactly what he did with Tulsi. Sorry. Please proceed.
Here's the worst part. Lev Parnas and I were on yesterday with Brian Cunningham, former CIA officer, former federal prosecutor on our Substack. Mm-hmm. You can watch it there. Lev Parnas says they're serious about this. They will indict Barack Obama.
Oh,
they'll probably have to go through 20 grand juries. They'll just make one up. They want a spectacle to take the heat off of the fact that Tulsi Gabbard now is using the U.S. intelligence community to protect a pedophile, allegedly.
By the way, so you said she carefully and purposely avoids the widely held facts and investigations, including the Senate investigation led by Marco Rubio, current Secretary of State, that found Russia influenced the information sphere of the American public with the intent to get Trump elected. What Gabbard refuses to recognize in her report is that Russia had started the influence operations to get Trump elected as far back as 2012, which, you know, again, you were the only one that warned us before the election that what was happening.
Look, they created the Internet Research Agency 1 month before he arrived in Moscow for the Miss Universe pageant, September 2013. They hired 1,000 English linguists by January 2014 when they were injecting two female spies into the NRA and other parts of the United States government. This is crazy. She is a hack. She has taken legitimate U.S. intelligence now. None of this information really comes from U.S. intelligence. And she's turned it into the KGB or the Stasi. They are now, the Office of Director of National Intelligence is now a political body using U.S. intelligence against another American citizen. One last crazy thing.
Yeah.
How the heck, what does she have to do with the Martin Luther King files? It is not foreign intelligence.
I know, because Hillary killed him, obviously. That's what's going
to be
next.
With the Iranians.
Right. Yeah. Right. By the way, I thought I was the only one to mention this. You also just wrote about this. You said this backbench crackpot Democratic congresswoman named Tulsi Gabbard loudly explained why Russia carried out influence operations against the U.S. on the Joe Rogan podcast in 2018. We played the clip. I mean, they think that this stuff doesn't exist.
She should arrest 2025.
Yes.
2025, Tulsi Gabbard should arrest 2018, Tulsi Gabbard, for being part of the conspiracy. And as a matter of fact, there's a video out today of Donald Trump in 2020 talking about it, or 2018, talking about how he is convinced Russia tried to influence the election. So he is part of the grand conspiracy that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Rogan and Tulsi Gabbard are all seemingly a part of.
Yeah, you said Tulsi Gabbard's job is to give these QAnon crazies the red meat prospect of arrest and witch trials while pretending Trump never met Epstein. And you said Gabbard is Putin's mini-me and a traitor in her own way. It's widely known.
Yes.
She was one of the few American representatives who held Putin in very high regard when she was appointed Director of National Intelligence. It was almost a given. She would start working to undermine the United States on Russia's behalf. However, this time she's working to protect Trump from a fate worse than death. She's created a false scandal using U.S. intelligence to protect Trump from accusations he may be one of Epstein's favorite clients. This will go down in history, the cowardice and complicity of this Republican Party. Here is Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, Republican.
DNI Gabbard, a great service for the documents that pertain to the Russia collusion hoax. Now the American people know, and they can see what the Democrats chose to do with their time when they were in office. They could not win at the ballot box, can't win in Congress, can't win at the courts, so they've gone to corruption.
Okay, I always tell you that I'm about to give you all marching orders.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
I always tell you, remember to focus on the meta-narrative. When they say the Democrats are focused on, you know, did treason and this, your only response should be, you are guardians of pedophiles.
Thank you.
No other discussion. Reframe it and hammer them with it.
Yep.
They are protecting Jeffrey Epstein's legacy. They are protecting Ghislaine Maxwell. A deputy U.S. attorney is going to meet with her. Brian Cunningham, who's a former federal prosecutor, said that guy meeting with a witness is 14 layers above where anyone should be meeting with her.
Yeah.
The fix is in.
Yeah.
But you don't let this go.
Well, he's doing.
Hold on to it and don't talk about nothing other than
Malcolm,
this.
He's doing the Paul Manafort play where we started, right? With the, you know, obviously making sure she doesn't flip, dangling a pardon. I mean, clearly this is obstruction of justice and witness tampering again. I mean, you know, the only thing that's going to get her out of prison is to say, oh, no, Trump's not involved at all, you know, but
she's.
Yeah.
Look, and the worst thing that could happen to her is getting out of prison. Lev Parnas and I were discussing this yesterday, that there's 1,000 women who were trafficked here.
Yeah.
1,000. Did I say women? 1,000 children.
Thank you.
Who were trafficked. They were under the age of 18. And there are people out there with very long knives. And for Trump to try this trick, either to pardon or to get the U.S. Department of Justice to cut her a deal that will let her walk, there's no place on this planet that she won't be in danger from Trump's supporters.
Thank you. All right, let's quickly, can I have my Russian music, please? Because here's the guy that wrote the book.
Okay.
I just didn't know this. It's just, I'm going to read from you because you got to go to Malcolm's Substack. Support him. You said an interesting historical fact is former KGB officer Putin became the president of Russia by doing almost exactly what Tulsi Gabbard is doing with this report. When the prosecutor general of Russia was hounding President Boris Yeltsin on charges of corruption, Putin had him videotaped in a sexual liaison with two women. So then you said soon after all charges were dropped against Yeltsin and Putin was named prime minister and quickly elected president of Russia. You said, I'm pretty sure Tulsi Gabbard has no illusions she could become president, but what she desperately wants is to keep her job. She has come off an extremely incompetent idiot in an administration filled with incompetent idiots. She contradicts Trump on big issues, only to have to backtrack immediately. Our only salvation is to play the game and thoroughly politicize the American intelligence community in a service to protect Trump from exposure to the Epstein files. Gabbard is doing this willfully and giving credence to the saying that the GOP now stands for, guarding old pedophiles. It's Malcolm's marching orders.
That's the only thing that should come out of your mouth for the next year, right? This is your party. This is what you do. They were trying to hang this around our neck, claiming that we were, you know, doing the you know, the Monsters, Inc. thing for, you know, getting longevity out of children. These people are physically refusing to vote, refusing to discuss it. Don't talk about anything else. If they indict Obama, just say, it's because you're GOP now.
Yep, guarding old pedophiles. I want to grab that dog and mush her in the face. And then, and also,
so sweet.
And also you too. Grab your... one of your Malcolm heads tweeted that she has the hots for you.
Yeah.
Everyone has the hots for Malcolm.
Said, get in line.
All right, love you, Malcolm.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Bye, guys.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a conscious being in the year of our Lord 2025, you probably are having trouble sleeping. Right?
Yep.
Is that how you go to bed? What?
Yep.
My phone just lit up again. Now what? Okay, CB Distillery. Targeted formulations for everything, not just sleep. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. Even CBD for pets, right? Because your pets pick up your stress. They need a little chill, too.
Secondhand stress.
Right? Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source to trust. I do it. I use that CBD relief stick on my lower back when I overdo on exercise, and it works like a magic.
Yeah.
Right now, save 25% off your entire purchase at cbdistillery.com if you use the promo code Stephanie. That's cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Stephanie Miller.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Well, I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits, which have kind of taken the country by storm. I think a lot of people after COVID really thought it was time that they should take their health into their own hands and be more proactive when it comes to addressing sickness in advance. So we've really enabled them to do that by allowing them to have all these prescription life-saving medications in their medicine cabinet right at home. So you don't need to go wait in an urgent care or lie up in bed for a week next time you get sick. So the medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids. But our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. Some of those common medications that you know you'll need, amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Additionally, we also have a guidebook that our doctors have written. It's about 40 pages. It gives you instructions on safe use. So if you do get sick and you can't get in touch with a doctor, you have a way to look up your condition and help yourself with dosage instructions in case you don't recall.
So right now, special $45 discount just for my audience, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code. code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and honestly the stress by taking your health into your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. And we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm gonna do the things that I want to do. I ain't got a thing to prove to you. I leave my candy with the pork and beans. Excuse my manners if I make a scene. I ain't gonna
what? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, you know what I was thinking, Chris? What does Senator Football McDump think about the whole by the way, Malcolm Nance with a Nostradamus with a prediction that they're actually going to indict Obama. Oh my God, we are in another really terrifying chapter.
They are serious about this,
of course, and that's popular. How you know how bad what is really in the Epstein files is,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Okay, Senator Tommy Tuberville, here we go.
It is going to be fun up here to watch all this start taking a narrative, a true narrative, of what really happened, of the Democrats trying to change this country into a socialist, communist country for the last 4 years. These people need to lawyer up, and they need to find out really what it's really like to be under the gun, putting their hand up, testifying in front of people all over this country, because it's going to be much watched as we look at all this narrative being brought forward.
Wow, we are in full-on whatever you want to call it now. Fascism, autocracy, banana republic. Yep. I mean, oh my God. Did you see Trump trust or whatever? The word is, and it's a strong word at that, the Jimmy Kimmel's next to go in the untalented late night sweepstakes. Shortly thereafter, Fallon will be gone. It'll be really good to see them go. I hope I played a major part in it. Yeah, sure, Cheetolini. He also, by the way, in a related story, said his settlement with Paramount is actually worth $36 million, not the previously reported $16 million. He claimed the $20 million difference will come in advertising promised to him by Paramount.
Free advertising.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right?
I know.
Man, oh, man.
And that's some under-the-table stuff, too.
I mean, it is disgusting.
Spineless.
Right? How did Jon Stewart say it? Nut up, whatever you call it. What's the other testicle reference? Sack up! Sack up, America!
Nut up?
He said sack up. It's okay. All testicle related. It's not an area I specialize in.
Nuts up.
Yeah. Coffee with Carlos next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
I got two special guest hosts tomorrow, and they'll be talking with Pete Schwab of Nightlight and Jim Santel of Amicus, a law review. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The man convicted of killing four University of Idaho students in 2022 will be in court about a half hour from now. Brian Koberger is expected to plead guilty to the murders in Boise and be sentenced. ABC News legal contributor Eric Faddis says Koberger may speak, but it's not clear if he will.
He does have the right to allocution. Every criminal defendant has that when they're sentenced to make a statement on their own behalf. Some of these mass killers, sometimes they do it for the infamy. Sometimes they like the attention. Sometimes they want to have this sort of mass exposure and to be heard.
The families of those killed are expected to speak. A new trade deal announced with Japan. It lowers import tariffs from 25% to 15%. More than 100 human rights groups say starvation is becoming more prevalent in the Gaza Strip. Dangerous heat affecting about 95 million Americans feels like temperature in St. Louis today, 116. This is ABC News.